Part 2. Topic 3. Deriving new information, solutions to problems, and answers to unusual questions, with common sense reasoning. This topic contains about 18 very simple questions, which I created for illustration purposes. You probably will be able to easily derive, or figure out the answers to these questions with common sense reasoning. However, these questions probably could not be answered based on your prior knowledge or experience. After you answer each question, try to figure out how you obtain the answer. Think about the mental steps you use to derive the answer, which can be achieved by deriving the answer to the question again. This will provide insight into how we derive new information, solutions to problems, and plans for obtaining goals, with common sense reasoning. This is one of the most interesting components of common sense reasoning. Subtopic: Deriving New Information, with Common Sense Reasoning, illustrated with a series of questions. Deriving new information with common sense reasoning involves various types of mental processing. This includes retrieving from long-term memory, basic information, experiences, and sensory data, such as images, that relate to a problem, goal, or question. The data retrieved from long-term memory is manipulated in various ways to synthesize a solution, a plan to reach a goal, or the answer to a question. For example, this process might involve retrieving images from long-term memory and focusing in on sections of the images to carry out qualitative and/or quantitative evaluations. If you attempt to answer the following question, you probably will carry out the mental steps underlined in bold type above, automatically. How many lighting fixtures do you have on the ceiling of your house or apartment? To answer this question, do not look at the ceiling and lighting fixtures in your house. The way I answered this question was by visualizing the ceilings in each room of my apartment, then I counted the lighting fixtures. You might use a mental strategy that is slightly different from the one I used. However, the important idea is to figure out how you derive the answer. Keep in mind that the mental processing described above is only one example. With common sense reasoning, the nature and sequence of the mental processing is primarily determined by the question. Below there are approximately 18 questions that require several types of mental processing to derive the answers. They are not trick questions, and they have obvious common sense answers. They were created to illustrate different types of mental processing. Do not look at the items mentioned in the questions, but you may look at the mental images of the items obtained from long-term memory. The following four questions involve the same type of mental processing that was previously described. Specifically, the questions require retrieving visual images from long-term memory for a qualitative and quantitative evaluation. How many windows do you have in your house or apartment? How many furniture pieces, such as cabinets, dressers, desks, night tables, do you have in your home that contain drawers? You can also try and answer how many drawers do you have in your home? How many doors do you have in your home? This includes the doors for each room, and the doors for each closet and cabinet. How many appendages does an elephant have? The following three questions require retrieval of tactile information from long-term memory to carry out qualitative evaluations. How does felt feel when you rub your hands over it? Is it soft like cotton, rough like sandpaper, or smooth like glass? If you soaked a piece of felt in liquid glue and let it dry, how would it feel? Would it feel soft like cotton, stiff like cardboard, or very hard like a rock? How would a bucket of small stones feel if you mix them with one bucket of honey? Would the mixture feel smooth and slippery, rough and very sticky, or slippery like oil? The following three questions require retrieval of data involving gustatory sensations taste from long-term memory to carry out qualitative evaluations. If you mix 5 gallons of vinegar and 1/4 teaspoon of sugar, would the mixture taste sour, sweet or salty? If you mix 20 gallons of honey and 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, would the mixture taste sweet, sour, or salty? If you added 1 pound of salt to 1 gallon of water, would the mixture taste sweet like sugar, salty, or sour? The following four questions involve retrieving data from long-term memory, which relate to the ability to manipulate or break certain objects, for a qualitative evaluation. Which animal can you lift, an elephant, a cat, or a hippopotamus? Can you lift a cockroach, hold it in your hand firmly, and run with it? Which item can you cut with a kitchen knife, a chunk of iron, a stone, or a bar of butter? If you had to break a large stone, would you use a nutcracker, or a heavy steel bar? The following three questions require retrieving data from long-term memory about specific entities, to carry out quantitative evaluations or estimates. If you mixed one cup of milk, and one cup of orange juice, would the total volume be more than 2 cups, less than 2 cups, or 2 cups? If you mixed one cup of marbles, and one cup of water, would the total volume be more than 2 cups, less than 2 cups, or 2 cups? What is older, your house, or the Rocky Mountains? Topic 4. Technique 9, Writing, and Common Sense Reasoning. It is sometimes possible to write statements or configure them, so they are obviously true, based on common sense, such as the following example. I accidentally dropped the new sheet of glass that was ordered yesterday, and it broke into pieces. The statement does not require any additional supporting evidence. It is also possible to create arguments based on common sense, such as the following example. The new equipment arrived last week. However, we were unable to assemble the new equipment, because the crates were too heavy to move. They weigh over 700 pounds each, and we need a forklift to move them. We also need an experienced forklift operator, because no one on staff knows how to operate a forklift. The hypothetical argument presented above makes three primary points, which are adequately supported by common sense. The implied assumptions supporting the argument are: to assemble the equipment, the crates must be moved to the proper location. No one can move 700-pound crates to the proper location without a forklift, and an untrained individual could not operate a forklift. Subtopic: writing documents so they are at least partly, if not totally, supported by common sense. Technique 9, Common Sense Reasoning, ideally involves devising statements and/or arguments that will be perceived as obviously correct by your readers, without additional supporting evidence. This, of course, cannot be done with all writing projects, especially if it involves academic, technical, or scientific material. However, very often statements and arguments that are technical, scientific, or academic in nature can be configured so they are at least partly self-evident or believable based on common sense. In such a case, it probably will be necessary to provide additional evidence to support the validity of the statements in your document. To clarify the above, let us assume you wrote a document with long sentences and technical terminology that your readers would find very difficult to comprehend. A document of this nature obviously will not be self-evident based on common sense. However, such documents can sometimes be written so that they are partly, if not totally, self-evident based on common sense. This would involve using shorter sentences, coupled with explanations and terminology that the readers can easily understand. Good explanations, examples, and graphics can be especially useful in this regard. In general, the way events, concepts, techniques, and theories, in history, described might make them at least partly self-evident to varying degrees. Describing something out of context, without adequate background information, or in a mysterious way, will result in statements that are not self-evident. Writing statements in a logical way, with adequate explanations and background information, is more likely to result in statements that are partly or totally self-evident based on common sense. However, when this technique is used, it is often necessary to provide additional evidence to support the validity of your statements. Topic 5. Understanding the limitations of common sense reasoning, to avoid failed efforts with writing, problem solving, and goal attainment. Common sense reasoning by itself usually does not work well when dealing with academic, technical, or scientific problems, goals, and writing projects. Common sense reasoning can sometimes result in erroneous conclusions, prejudicial beliefs, and unnecessary evasive actions. This can sometimes involve irrational evaluations of physical appearance, racial characteristics, and irrelevant factors, which can lead to erroneous conclusions. Subtopic: How to improve common sense reasoning. Some of the difficulties and limitations of common sense reasoning can be reduced or eliminated by using strategies from deductive and inductive reasoning. With deductive reasoning, and sometimes with inductive reasoning, each premise that leads to a conclusion is written on paper or displayed on a computer screen. This makes it easy to evaluate each premise for validity and relevance, and to filter out incorrect, useless, irrational, and prejudicial assumptions. With inductive reasoning, the conclusion hypothesis may be tested by experimentation to determine if it is valid. We can use the strategies presented above with common sense reasoning. We can evaluate our common sense reasoning and related premises by asking ourselves how we derive the conclusion. Ideally, this explanation should be written on paper or on a computer screen, so it can be critically evaluated. This can reveal the premises that we used in most cases, including any prejudicial, incorrect, or irrational assumptions. This provides the opportunity to make corrections in our common sense reasoning, and to repeat the reasoning process without the errors. In some situations, we can also evaluate our conclusions obtained with common sense reasoning, by experimentation, or simply by trying a strategy, technique, product, service, etc. Web-based articles for additional and supporting information for the material presented in this topic. Who's Doing Common Sense Reasoning and Why It Matters, by Catherine Havasi. Scientific and Common Sense Reasoning, A Comparison. Donaldson R. Forsyth. Virginia Commonwealth University. Encoding Knowledge of Common Sense Psychology, by Jerry R. Hobbs. Physical Science and Common Sense Psychology, Gilbert Harman. Common Sense Reasoning Psychology Essay. Common Sense is Neither Common Nor Sense, How Often is Common Sense Correct? Jim Taylor, Ph.D. Jim Taylor, Ph.D. The Psychology of Common Sense, A Review of Studies That Examine This Question, by Ph.D. Adrian Fernholm, Ph.D. Logical Thinking v. Common Sense. Philosophy of Common Sense. Formal Ontology, Common Sense, and Cognitive Science, by Barry Smith. Common Sense in Philosophical and Scientific Perspective, by Benjamin W. Reed Decap. When All Else Fails, Use Common Sense in Writing Proposals and Developing Budgets. The Difference Between Science and Common Sense. Web-based videos for additional and supporting information for the material presented in this topic. What is Common Sense? By Roselda Lang. Formal Ontology, Common Sense, and Cognitive Science, Barry Smith. Common Sense, MIT Open Courseware, Marvin Minsky. Development of Intelligence, Laura Schultz, Cognitive Development and Common Sense Reasoning. Common Sense by Thomas Paine. Philosophy Audiobook, Free Audiobooks for Intellectual Exercise. There is more information on Common Sense Reasoning in Chapter 10, which involve educated common sense, as well as simulation of common sense by artificial intelligence software. If you want to go to Chapter 10 of this ebook, left-click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.